Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth is in her old age and has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to have been barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. Today's gospel reading is for questioners and doubters. But she, Mary, was much perplexed by the angel's words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The Greek word for ponder has a variety of meanings, including ponder, but also dispute. See, the one who becomes the church's poster girl for trust, faith, began with questioning. So questioners and doubters, you're in good company with Mary. And aren't all of us questioners and doubters at some times? Lutherans confess that the Christian is both believer and non-believer at the same time, during the whole of life. And I wonder if at times like Christmas or even Easter, it might be harder to admit that we disbelieve or distrust. But here today, we have Mary before us, perplexed, wondering, asking questions, which gives our doubts and questions permission to rise to the surface. "How can this be?" Mary asks, giving rise to the little voice in us, whatever questions we might have. How can God let so much evil happen in the world? How can God really be born as a human? Or how can Jesus really have been resurrected? How can we trust God is working when there's so much evil in the world? All gathered together, all questions gathered in Mary's words, "How can this be?" What's one supposed to do with a lot of doubts and questions? We look to Mary. Actually, we'll back up a little bit. The angel, a Greek word for messenger, the angel greets her as God's favored one and then offers her a blessing. "The Lord is," or "the Lord be with you." And then the angel relays the message from God that she'll bear the Messiah. And Mary questions again. The angel then speaks God's promise to Mary about the Holy Spirit overshadowing, or another word is enveloping her. And then comes the word of grace, the good news. "For nothing is impossible with God." And in those words, the Holy Spirit does indeed gently envelop Mary. And so the next words out of Mary's mouth are not a question, but an affirmation of trust. Let it be. And so she becomes the church's poster girl for trust. 1,000 years ago, Bernard of Clairvaux of France claimed that there were 3 miracles in this nativity, this birth of Jesus. First, that God and humanity should be joined in this child. Second, Bernard said, that a mother should be a virgin. And third, that Mary believed. 500 years ago, Martin Luther said that the greatest miracle was that Mary believed. Side note, if both had known what archaeologists would find later, that Luke used the Greek word virgin instead of the original Hebrew word from Isaiah, young woman, both Bernard and Martin might have claimed only 2 miracles, but that's another story. That any human being, including Mary, believes is something of a miracle. And by belief, I mean trust, faith in. The biblical use of belief is not an intellectual decision or assent, but rather it's a picture of the whole being of the person trusting in God. It's a miracle that any human being believes, trusts God. After all, being sinful means that we trust the self for meaning and identity. We trust what's in our control, which excludes our Creator. What's one supposed to do with doubts? Bring them to the church, into the presence of God's angels, messengers, here in Moorestown, and the public messenger in the pulpit in a white angelic robe before you. Bring your doubts and questions to the gathering of saints, where nothing is impossible with God, where you'll be greeted and blessed by an angel. I mean, isn't that how we begin every Sunday with the same words that Gabriel said to Mary? The Lord be with you. The Lord is with you. Bring doubts and questions here, where you're promised that your sins, your controlling nature, your trusting in yourself, and all futile things in this world that we can control, all of that is forgiven in God's presence. Where you're told that you, not just Mary, but you are favored by the Creator of the cosmos. My body broken for you, my blood shed for you. Bring all questions and doubts here, where the Holy Spirit works where and when it chooses through the gospel to work faith, trust in our hearts, or miracles. And even if all of our questions aren't answered, here we're pointed again and again to one who knows what it means to ask questions himself, as he did on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Look to Mary to openly ponder and not deny your doubts. And then simply, I invite you to continually place them in the hands of the one who can bear the weight of all doubts and distrust. He can take it. It might have killed him 2,000 years ago, but he's now risen to the challenge. Amen.